are listening to the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
I need IELTS to go to a master in London, a master in interactive journalism. And they asked me for 7 overall and 7 in writing. So I took twice the exam. The first time I got 7 overall, but I didn't get 7 in writing. And now I've got 7 in writing.
Hello there, IELTS students. This episode is all about preparation and how to get the most out of your preparation depending on the time frame you'll be doing the exam. So if you plan to do in this podcast, we'll look at 3 different scenarios: 7-day preparation, 1-month preparation, and then 2 to 3 months preparation. Obviously, the third one is the optimum way because you'll be more relaxed, you'll have more time, and there's just more chance of getting meaningful improvement and making bigger strides. Also, it's going to be a much bigger confidence boost. Anyway, let's jump into this and let's get cracking straight away. So if you're going to take the exam in the next 7 days, the best thing to do would be to just try and identify your weakest skills. Now, obviously it depends on your target score, but if you're going for a 7 and the last time you did the exam you got maybe 7s or 8s in all the other topics and then you got a 6.5 in the writing, then obviously you're going to know that your writing is the area you're going to focus on. So what you do then is get your essay corrected, find out where you're making your mistakes. The good tutors or the good essay correctors will give you some instructions afterwards and say, look, you need to be paying more attention to task response, or you need to be working on singular plural agreements, okay? And they'll be able to point you in the right direction. IELTSWritingTask.net is a good example. That's one of the sites that I have, but I make sure that the tutor always has to say, I always tell the tutor, give the student the next steps, okay? It's okay just giving them a list of errors, but if you don't know what's next, then it can be quite confusing. So if you don't want to get your essay corrected, then there's a really effective way. It's quite hard at first, but you will see some improvements. It's called the look, cover, write technique, and there's a whole module on this in the sentence guide. And what you do is you look at the paragraph or the sentence, you cover it up, and then you try and write it word for word. Okay, this is going to improve your vocabulary because you're remembering the words. It's going to improve your sentence structure because you'll be using exactly the same sentence structure, okay? And the best way to do this, the most optimal way, is to actually do this with sample essays, okay? And you just look at the writing, copy out, and the more you do this, the better you get. So you could just do a whole introduction, okay? Most good introductions are 2 or 3 sentences, so it's not a complete strain. But you just look at it, read it, cover it up, and then try and write it out, the whole sentence. And then you can look back afterwards. And the good thing about this is once you've got that sentence structure completely under control, you can just start interchanging the vocabulary. Yeah? So if you've got an introduction like says, the issue of pollution has been a serious issue since the advent of globalization, especially in Eastern Asia. Okay, now what you could do with that sentence is say, the issue of, I always say gender equality, let's think of another one. So the issue of technology advancement is an important issue that has grown in importance since the arrival of Silicon Valley. Yeah? You see, so we interchange some of the nouns, we interchange some of the topic vocabulary, and we're basically using the same sentence regardless of the essay. Of course, it has to be relevant, so just be careful, but it's a very fast way to improve. Now, let's have a look at the speaking. If the speaking's your weak point, the best thing to do is what's called shadowing or mimicking. And if you look at some of the past podcasts, maybe going to iTunes or Stitcher, there are full mock speaking podcasts, and all you have to do is just copy their answers. And once again, what you'll be doing is copying the structure. So there might be a question, there might be an answer where one of the speakers in one of the podcasts says, "That's a very interesting question about best friends. Well, my best friend comes from Yorkshire, blah, blah, blah." And what you could do is use the same structure. Like, "That's a very good question about work and employment. My favorite job was in Yorkshire, blah, 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 or was in Kyoto, or was in Bangkok, or wherever." But once again, it's very similar to the look, cover, write technique, but copying other speakers will improve your vocabulary, your grammar, your pronunciation, and even your fluency, because you'll be copying the same rate, the same stress, same intonation. So that's a very effective way of improving your speaking. Now, if you need to improve your listening or reading, okay, I'll just go over this quickly because I've said it before, but it's more for the students that haven't heard this advice before. Get your practice tests, do the practice test, identify this type of questions you're losing points on, and then work on those types of errors. Work on those types of questions, sorry. And there's a big bundle of resources. I think I put a link to like a 5 gigabyte resource. All you have to do is go to IELTS, put into Google IELTS podcast, IELTS resources, or IELTS materials. Okay, and there you'll be able to find a massive resource. Now, if you've got 1 month to prepare, you are very smart, because this is it's not the optimum, but it's very good. It's much better than 1 week. However, I totally understand if you've only preparing in 1 week. I know that life can get in the way, so I'm not criticizing you, but I'm just saying 2 to 3 months is definitely better. So let's just have a look at this 1 month scenario. First thing you do, because your time is limited, you want to make the best use of the time remaining. So I would definitely set up a practice schedule, like a revision schedule. And best advice I can give you here is do it in the morning. Get up earlier, because if you leave it till 6 p.m. in the afternoon or in the evening, then there's a million chances that you're going to get distracted. Whereas if you do it first thing in the morning, when everybody's sleeping and the day hasn't really got started, you can find a quiet hour just before you normally get up, and then just study, study, study. And you can do this. If you've got a month before the exam, you've got at least 30 sessions to squeeze in. Okay. And hopefully you'll know exactly where to focus your energy, because you'll have done a practice test beforehand and you'll identify your weak points and you can work on those. Now, here's another tip. When in that hour session, do not do 15 minutes reading, 15 minutes speaking, 15 minutes listening. It's best to do just 1 hour solid, okay? Or even better, 90 minutes solid, working on your writing, doing look, cover, write techniques. And if that's just too easy for you, you can get into start copying whole paragraphs, doing writing exercises, doing a writing test every Wednesday or whatever, and getting feedback from it. Working on then with the feedback, you get the list of improvements that needs to be made. You can spend a few days working on it, then submit another essay. That's the program we follow in the sentence guide. And so, yeah, 1 month, that's what I would focus on. Also, you've got the luxury of working more intensely on your receptive skills. This means your listening and your reading skills. And the best way is, like we were saying before, find your weak spots, focus on those. But you've also got the luxury now of filling in your downtime. And downtime might be time when you're having your breakfast, your lunch, when you're commuting to work, whenever. And you can just start filling your head with either practice listening in exams if you don't get bored, or just radio, English radio, English podcasts, all this kind of stuff. That will definitely benefit you. Yeah, you can easily squeeze an extra 20 hours a month by just making use of the dead time. So, and if you are listening to this while you're having your breakfast, while you're on the way to work, while you're having your tea, whatever, fantastic. Smart student, very, very smart student. And just to push you a little bit further, the even smarter students will be taking notes and making the listening exercise into a more active class. So therefore, you'd have more chance of remembering the information. Now, the biggest tip I can give you for your productive skills, your speaking and your writing, okay, is not only mimicking, like I said before, but you can also get feedback, okay? And then when you get your feedback, like I said before, you've got a whole month to work on specific skill sets, specific areas to improve, okay? And like I said in a podcast a while ago, singing is a good way. If the tutor says that you've got challenges with fluency, then singing and mimicking the singers is a very effective way to get that fluency going. Also, like I said before, create your routine. Perhaps you could do it first thing in the morning and then review it in the afternoon or review it in the evening. Okay, but the more times you review it, the more times you go over it, the more chance you have of remembering. Okay, so that's why when we're doing the sentence guide, I always try and push my students to get their work back to me in 24 hours, because it's more likely they will have remembered what was what we were talking about and what I suggested and what I corrected in the essay correction. Okay, so that's how we move fast. That's how moving faster helps you to improve faster. So increase the frequency, increase the intensity, and you will see some big, big improvements. Now then, if you've got 2 to 3 months to prepare, what you can do is most likely create your English environment. So basically, you're just changing your whole environment, your routine. And this will not only set you up for a high IELTS score, but it'll, if you can get this into your habit, into your daily routine, where it doesn't even seem like you're practicing English, then this will set you up for the rest of your life, because having good English skills is the key to advancing. You probably know this because you've already decided to take the IELTS test to show your ability, but it's just so clear. At the moment, I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I went to a big conference in Bangkok, and just in the streets, this is just an example, but the English in Thailand is mixed. Some people can speak it, some can't. But those who could, they could get expats, they could get foreign clients. You know, they could just communicate, and their life was a million times easier. The amount of times I saw somebody wanting to buy something, but there was a language barrier, so the person just walked away. Just forget it, no problem. Okay, but not only that, you're going to be opening up the worlds. Opening up a whole new world of opportunity. So keep on doing this, set your whole world up in English, and it'll become much easier come exam day. Now, the second thing that I wanted to do would be, what I would suggest, sorry, would be do some practice tests, of course, identify your weak spots, and you can do this maybe if you've got 3 months to prepare, you can do it in the second or third week of your preparation, okay? Just because you don't want to just jump into your practice tests straight away, especially if you haven't been practicing or using your English for a while, because it might be quite disheartening. So what I would do is first spend a few 2 weeks perhaps just warming up with your English ability, dusting it off, warming up, getting better, then do a practice test, which is going to give you a better reflection and probably boost your confidence. Then identify which areas are going to be the problem and start working on those. And once again, get your routine in place. And then probably I would set up a weekly practice test, okay? Maybe every Sunday morning. And this way you can just measure your improvements. And yeah, if you're measuring it as well, you'll be able to see the benefits of exposing your life to English. You'll be able to see your improvements. And here's a tip as well. Don't bother doing it within the time limit to begin with. Just get familiar with the exam, get confident. If it takes you 2 hours, then it takes you 2 hours, no problem. 2 hours for the reading or 2 hours for the listening, whatever. But maybe with 2 months to go or with 6 weeks to go, start doing it with the time limit and go gradually, so eventually you get there and you're doing it within 60 minutes. Okay. Now, you might want to find a tutor, personal tutor. Some people work good with personal tutors. Other people find them expensive and not that effective. Here's a guide. If you are going to do the personal tutor route, be prepared to spend a bit of money, okay? And if you can organize the class, right? And you'll say, okay, look, this is what I want to do this class. I want to do speaking. I want you to take note of every single mistake, give me a list, and at the end of the class, the last 20 minutes, I want to review the mistakes. I want you to go over the list of errors and give me the correct version. And then you can even record the tutor, ask them if you can record them on your phone, listen to the corrections they give you, and then put that into your sort of like listening materials routine. And this way you're going to get the corrections you need, okay? Because what a lot of tutors do is they say, okay, we'll practice speaking, we're just gonna have a general conversation. They'll give you the corrections, possibly, if they're a good tutor, or they'll be writing them down, but still, a list of errors isn't gonna help you that much. What you need to do is hear it. You need to possibly see it as well. But the most important thing is hearing it, and hearing it numerous times. That single correction they give you in the moment that you make that error isn't that useful, okay? Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to forget it and make the same mistake again, okay? So just focus there. And what I did when I was a tutor, I would just say, okay, look, last lesson, we saw lots of problems. When you were talking about other people. So what we're going to do is spend this whole class talking about other people. Or last lesson, we had lots of problems with the past perfect. This lesson, we're just going to do drills about the past perfect, and I will not stop until it's perfect, okay? So if you've got an organized tutor who can do that and can just be focusing and doesn't have a problem with focusing on specific areas, then it's going to be much, much easier. All right. Now then, so those are my tips for helping you pass first time. And if you need a hand, okay, you can have a look at sentenceguide.com. There's new reading modules, there's new speaking, there's a new reading exam there, there's the speaking exam where you get feedback And there's also the IELTS task 2 writing sentence guide, which is all focused on the writing, where you get feedback, motivation, absolute ton of practice questions, and just a very easy, simple to follow system, step by step, and it's really easy to get started. So you can have a look at that, sentenceguide.com. And yes, all the best. You got any questions, just shoot me an email and I'll be more than happy to answer. It's ieltspodcast@gmail.com. Also, what would be really helpful would be if you could go and send us some IELTS tunes. Sorry, IELTS tunes. No, some iTunes reviews. That would be fantastic. I'd be more than happy to hear those. So thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to IELTSpodcast.com.